In the book, Good Building Design and Construction in the Philippines, I was reading an article about the design principles of laying a foundation when you are building a house in Baguio City. And it said in that book, the ground under the building has to bear the weight of the house. If it is a weak soil, the foundations must be made stronger. Foundations must be grounded on solid ground. If you have ever been in Baguio City, the weather there is always rainy and windy. You'll see a lot of houses being destroyed by typhoons, earthquakes, landslide. It is so wonderful to be there during the summertime, but during the rainy seasons, it is a very, very, very bad weather. A lot of typhoons going on. And this is what Jesus had in mind in our text today. To have a good foundation to build on. And today we'll be looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. So read along with me and we'll go to that text. Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears this words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and bare against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crush. So the story of this parable is about two builders. This parable of the two builders is an easy to understand story that summarizes some of the lessons that Jesus gave during his Sermon on the Mount. If you read the previous verses before this chapter of these verses, Jesus was giving the Sermon on the Mount. And in these verses that we will be studying, he gives the last of the parables. And drawing on his experience as a carpenter, he had a knowledge of sound construction, because Jesus was a carpenter, of course. And Jesus, in this parable, demonstrates the importance of a good foundation. And here, Jesus pictures two men, each building a house. He didn't mention any difference between their skills and their resources. One builds his house on a solid rock, and one builds his house on a sand. The first one is the wise man, and the second one is the foolish man. I want you to first look at verses 24 and verse 26. We will study what Jesus taught about and apply his teachings on how we live our lives. What I mean here in verses 24 and 26, we will apply what he has taught in the teachings that he had in the Sermon on the Mount. So verse 24, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, quote and unquote. And verse 26, anyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them. Well, what is the Lord saying here? What the Lord is saying here is really very simple. Many people hear God's teaching, but only those who obey His commands will endure and be blessed. And that's the bottom line, my friends. I want you to look at another text in James chapter 1, verses 22. James 1, 22. So, if you have your Bible, you can open it up. But if you want to look at the PowerPoint, it's there. So, James 1, 22. It says here, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. And then at the end of that same chapter, on verse 25, at the last part of verse 25, if you will jump to that, it is saying, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And then we go to the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 28. It says here, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. So you see the implications of this verse. When you hear, when you obey God's word, you will be blessed. And Jesus is talking about obedience in these verses. Because, my friends, it is not enough to hear, to read what these sayings are. But we must put them into our heart. We must put them into practice. And wise people do something about it, but fools ignore it. Don't even listen to it. They ignore and they disobey. And this short parable not only talks or speaks of two different types of people or persons. And we will look at these two different types of person. The two different types of person that Jesus pictures here in this parable has several important characters or characteristics in common, very common between the two. And we will look at those characters. In verse 24 and 26, we will be jumping from between those two verses. The similarities and comparisons between these two builders. Number one, both heard the words of Christ. The two persons in this parable heard Jesus share his message. They heard the gospel, and each one had a reaction to it. How they hear the gospel, what was their reaction, we will later on find out. The second is that we know that these two persons were building both houses at the same time. Each of these persons built a house under the understanding of what had Jesus said in his parable, in the words that he told them. And then not only that, but thirdly, both built similar houses. Nothing is said about their houses being different. They used the same materials, and most likely the design is also the same, it's similar. And from outside, they will also look similar. And the fourth one is that both built those houses in the same location. Why? Because if you look at verse 27, it describes a severe storm. There was a severe storm. And this storm affected both houses. So they must be in the same proximity with each other. The house in this parable represents a person's life, our life, your life. That is, each man built a life based on how they interpreted the message of Jesus. This means that both persons believed the message to a certain point, and they both applied the words of Jesus in their life as they saw it. And obviously, the people that is pictured here are believers and false believers living side by side, serving and supporting the church, both individuals carry a Bible and a notebook, both of them pray, they give and participate in other activities, in certain activities, and they are responsible citizens. They're good citizens. Both seem to believe the same things and lead the same kind of lives. But looking up all this comparison, there is one difference between the two. And what is the difference? The only difference, my friends, is the foundation. The foundation of the house. The first man built his house on the sand, in verse 26. The man builds his house the easy way. The other one built his house the hard way. It is easy to build on sand because the sand is soft, you don't have to dig and you don't have to work hard. And a fool builds the easy way for the following reasons. It's easy for him to build a house. Why? Number one, because he is in a hurry to build the house. Just a little preparation that is needed. Mamadali. Siguro gusto niya makita ang kalalabasan ng bahay niya. Maganda kaya o hindi. Or excited na siguro siya tumira doon. And you know what? But sand is not a stable place to build your house. Sand is changing and unmoving. And sand offers no stability. And sand is not a good place to build your house. And sand can never provide a strong and a firm foundation. Totoo, malapit nga kayo sa beach, sa view, ganda ng view sa dagat kasi nasa buhanginan. But building on sand speaks of people who hear the gospel. People who hear the gospel. Instead of believing the gospel and coming to Jesus, they believe that they can build their house on shifting sands of human wisdom, philosophy, and opinion or career sometimes, and sometimes religious achievements. They are misled by false beliefs that distracts their attention to the gospel. Number two, so he is nagbabadali, he is in a hurry. Number two, he is sufficient. He is sufficient. Plastic lang pala. There are many people who say that they believe in Christ and accept the gospel. Yet, you know, there is no evidence in their lives. There is no evidence in their lives to confirm it. There is no evidence in their life. There is no transformation that you can see in their lives. And many people today profess to be Christians, but when they don't get what they want from Christ and their house begins to collapse, they look for another Sunday place to build on. They built the house on their own and on self-will. They built their house on self-fulfillment, self-sufficiency, self-satisfaction, and self-righteousness. Theirs is a works based on religion that has the appearance of being right, that but lacks the power to save the soul. And we have, the Apostle Paul describes that person like this. Look at the book of 2 Timothy 3:15. Let's look how the Apostle Paul describes that person. Second Timothy 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. People build on the sands because it is easy. It just requires a little effort, but just a little change there, a little change here, and they fool themselves and everyone around them into thinking that they are right with the Lord. A life, you know, built on sand requires no commitment, no sacrifice, no faith. People who build on the sand believe that they can say a prayer, sign a commitment card, you know, join a church, and everything will be well. They can be here today and out again, you don't see them again. They will be active today, then they will be inactive the following day or the following week. And people who are in such situation, people who built their lives on religion, on self-righteousness and false hope, will not serve God. They will not even sacrifice. They will not even walk the easy path. They will not even do the hard way. They just want instant results. They just want instant rewards, instant satisfaction, and instant pleasure. That's all what they want to see. They are active and then they are inactive. And then they are in and then they are out. They are up and then they are down. There is a verse that I'd like you to look at in James 1, chapter 8. James chapter 1, verse 8. And it says in here, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. See how they are? You're active today, tomorrow you're not. Parang bulak na susunod mawawala, susunod mawawala. You are an indecisive person. You are not the person of a firm belief. Let's go to the other man who built the other house on the rock in verse 24, and we'll see. Well, one man built his house on the sand. The other man was committed as a hard worker. He dug the ground until he reached the bedrock. Yun yung pinakailalim na lang ng lupa. And then he secured his house on the rock. And it took him some time, but the house was secure. It did not move. It is in a stable position. Rock offers a very good foundation for a house. Those who work hard show a desire to give maximum effort. Men are always drawn to do the easy way, the easy plan. But building on the rocks speaks of people who hear the gospel and believe it to the point that they build their lives on it. They hear the God's word and they build their lives on God's word. And you know what? That rock is identified as the rock that is being taught here is the word of God. The word of God. Rock builders hear His word and they conform their lives to it. In another verse in John 10:27, let's look at that text, John 10:27. And let's see. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. If you love me, you will. If my sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. They hear the truth about Jesus and they believe God's word. Not only will they believe God's word, but they will embrace it. They will yield to it. And the message changes them, and the message, the word of God, stables their lives. Just like the rock. Just like the house on the rock. When God tells them to do in His word, they will do it. When God tells them not to do it, they will avoid doing it. And they pay any price, they walk any path, and do anything that the Lord tells them to do. The house that is built on the rock by someone who realizes that God deserves the best, they're giving the best to the Lord. When you depend on Him, Lord, I want to give you the best. Not only that, but when they give their best, they sacrifice. They work. They do anything to honor the Lord. And they obey Him. And the rock builder's obedience to the word of God proves that they love the Lord. When they obey, that means that they love the Lord. When you obey, that proves that you love the Lord. Another verse here in John 14:15. It says in here, if you love me, you will keep my commands. If you love me, you will keep my commands. Rock builders hear the word of God and make it the foundation of their lives. They hear the word of God and make the word of God as a foundation of their lives. So there are two people who construct different lives based on how they hear and how they respond to the gospel. One house is built on firm foundation of faith in the gospel and the Lord, but the other one is built on the sand of religion, works, and self-righteousness. And probably one of those houses describes the kind of life that you are building on right now. You are either a believer in the gospel and in Jesus, or you have a false religion and a false hope of salvation. Salvation comes only from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 15. 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 10 to 15. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. Now listen to this, to the next verse. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Wow. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. Wow, what a nice word from God. Jesus was illustrating that we can live wisely or foolishly. It depends on where we lay our foundation. He said that if we pay attention to what he said and follow him, we will be like the wise builder. We will be like the wise builder. Yes, it does require hard work for us to do all these things, but it will pay off in the long run. In other words, Jesus said, his sayings are the best place to build everything on your life. They provide a solid foundation for our lives, our families, our children, our friends, our acquaintances, and even for our future. Now let's consider the consequences. So we pointed out what are the things that are the same between the two builders. What are the differences between the two builders? Now let's look at what are the consequences between the two. Sometime after the man or these two men built their home, one of the severe storms battered both structure, and torrents of rain poured over the rocky hills, and creeks and rivers overflowed their banks. There was flooding. Floods of water washed across the sandy ground. And you know, my friends, this image is not just some storm in life. This is the image of judgment. In the end, both houses were subjected to a terrible storm of judgment. One house stood, but the other one was totally destroyed. The house that was built on the sand faced the judgment of God, and it collapsed. Jesus said, "And great was the fall of that house." That means that the house was utterly destroyed. There was nothing left to show that life was there. There was nothing left of hopes, of dreams, of plans, of efforts, or anything. Everything was destroyed and swept away as it never existed. This is a picture of what will happen to every person who does not build his life on Jesus Christ and the gospel. There is coming a day of judgment. There is coming a day when each person or every person will face God. And people who are trusting in religion, in good works, praying to man-made idols, some emotional experiences that they had, or anything else, will see the house that they have built crumble and fall before the judgment of God. The person who builds their life on the sand will see destruction ahead. And that is scary, my friends. But the house that was built on the rock experienced the same storm. The rain, the flood, and the wind beat on that house. The house was battered, but it stood still against the storm that was thrown against it. The house might have been shaken, but it did not fall. It stood on a firm foundation, and it survived the storm. The house on the rock survived the storm. And the house stood because it was built on the Word of God and the gospel of grace. The house stood because the builder dug deep and built on it something greater than himself. The builder built his house on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. That's why it stood amidst the storm. This builder believed the gospel. This builder understood that Jesus Christ died for his sin, rose from the dead, and had the power to save anyone who would believe in him. This person built his life on Jesus, and he was accepted by God. And that's how it works, my friends, my brothers, and my sisters. You can join a church and yet still go to hell. You can be baptized and still go to hell. You can be a good person, at least in the eyes of other people, and still go to hell. You can build a house on religion and still go to hell. But if you build your house, your life, in the faith on Jesus Christ and on his death and resurrection, your house will stand and you will be saved. You will be saved. The person who built his house on the sand did not intend for his house to fall. He thought he was doing the right thing. He thought he was building a house that would stand up against anything that came. He had confidence that his house will stand. But he was wrong. He was wrong. His confidence is not in the Lord. His confidence is in himself. His confidence is misplaced. There was nothing wrong with the house. There was nothing wrong with the materials. The problem with his house was its foundation. If you are building your house on anything other than Jesus Christ and the gospel, it will fall. It might look sturdy, the materials might be all right. It might be pleasing to the eyes, and everyone else might think everything is all right. The house is fine. But if it is not built on the right foundation, if it is built on the wrong foundation, it will fall. And when it falls, you will be lost forever. And you will spend in eternity and in hell. Who or what is the foundation of your life? Who or what are you building on? Are you building on the life, on the solid rock of the gospel, or are you building your life on shifting sand? Jesus said to follow him, and we will be like the wise builder. We will go through the difficult storms of life, because the trials and difficulties are part of our life. Because his teachings are solid rock principles, we will stand and live successfully. Let me close with these words. Everybody in this room is building a spiritual house. You are building a spiritual house. Every day, you attach boards, you paint it, you add more rooms to that house, and you try to improve that house. Regardless of what you do to the house you are building, what matters most is the foundation. Be sure you are building on Jesus Christ and the gospel. If you have realized today that you are building on the wrong foundation of your life, you can change today. There is still time. You can come to Jesus. He will save you and get you and start building on the right foundation. There is a storm coming, and your house is right on its path. When that storm comes, the only houses that will stand are those houses that are built on the solid foundation of the Word of God. But if you are on the wrong foundation, my friend, please come to Jesus today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you have pictured to us a life that must be committed and founded in you and in your word. I pray that all of us here will obey your words. And if there is anyone in this room who have not committed and accepted you in his or her life, may this be the time to do so. And if you are that person, God is speaking to your heart right now. God is speaking to your life right now. I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to follow this prayer. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I want you to be the foundation of my life from now on. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.